Sangye je dan so di chon nam la janju bandu dani kya tsu chi da ye jin so di pe se na do la pen chi a sangye do pa shu en les bouddhas dharma et sangha jusqu'à l'éveil j'entre en refuge par les bienfaits des dons et vertus que je m'éveille pour tous les vivants. Om Aum. Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir
good evening,
à tous.
Everyone.
Bienvenue pour notre
welcome to
ce soir.
Our meeting tonight.
Notre thème
our
ce soir est
theme
est
tonight
ce que nomme
is what we call the four
réalités.
Noble truths, realities.
Le premier enseignement
it is the first
que
teaching that the Buddha did after his awakening, and he summarizes all his teachings in these four noble truths, the path of liberation, the path to enlightenment, in a specific perspective that is specific to the teachings of the Buddha, a therapeutic path. What the Buddha taught is a path of liberation, of healing, of realization, which isn't inscribed in a theist conception or confessional. The first teaching follows a progression that is medical. There is a first.
Ensuite,
the first point,
il identifie
sickness
la
exists,
cause de la maladie,
then he identifies
puis,
the cause of the sickness,
est possible de guérir,
then he
est une santé,
establishes that there is,
foncière,
that is possible to
de la maladie,
heal,
et ensuite, il propose
there is a health
thérapie,
beyond sickness, and then he offers a therapy.
Donc, ce sont ces quatre points
these four points that we call the origins of dukkha, sickness, the reality of dukkha, the liberation from dukkha, and the path that brings to the liberation from dukkha. At first, there is a sickness,
maladie, ici, a un sens très large.
Which has a very large
maladie,
meaning.
C'est l'illusion.
Sickness is
maladie, ce sont les
illusion,
passions.
Passions.
Une maladie spirituelle.
A spiritual
une maladie
sickness.
Existentielle.
Existential cognitive. Sickness. Cognitive sickness.
Sanskrit,
it
dukkha,
is, we call it in Sanskrit,
peut se rendre
dukkha.
Par disharmonie.
Which is caused by a disharmony,
disharmonie, et aussi mal-être et finalement souffrance.
Sufferings.
Mais en comprenant que la souffrance,
understanding that suffering
vient
comes
de
from
la disharmonie.
Disharmony.
Dans une perspective médicale,
in a medical perspective,
si nous sommes
if
malades,
we are sick,
qu'est-ce que la maladie, c'est
what is sickness?
Un
it
dysfonctionnement,
is a something doesn't work well.
Dans notre organisme,
a disharmony, something is in harmony in our organism, which
pour,
has, and the consequence of this is,
comme douloureux, comme
is suffering.
La
is pain.
Est un symptôme de la disharmonie.
Suffering is a symptom of this disharmony.
Dukkha,
and so dukkha.
Disharmonie,
this
maladie,
sickness
commence
starts
avec,
with
l'existence.
The existence.
Il est un mal-être
there is
existentiel,
an existential
séparé, coupé, où nous sommes
suffering
limités.
When we are limited, separated. It is
un malaise.
It is a pain
that
is usually not really perspective. We don't really feel it usually.
Malaise, le mal-être du changement.
There is pain of change,
la perte,
which
qui amène la frustration,
brings
qui amène le manque.
a lack of something, frustration, a repression. It is the second level of disharmony, and the third level of suffering is what we call the common sense, psychological difficulties, physical difficulties.
La peine, douleur et souffrance,
pain, suffering,
au niveau, disons, habituel.
In a usual meaning, sense. That is the reality of dukkha. And if there wasn't, if this suffering didn't exist, there wouldn't be any progression. Everything, we wouldn't need it. It is because there is this disharmony, this discomfort, and this interrogation, questionment, that there is a path and there is a progression. The origin of dukkha, of this disharmony, of this discomfort, it is the
découverte du Bouddha.
Great discovery of the Buddha. He discovered that at the origins of our pain, of our problems,
la saisie.
It is what we can name clinging. It is a very vague and difficult word.
On entend par saisie,
what we mean by clinging,
this faculté cognitive,
cognitive faculty, capacity,
d'appréhension. L'appréhension
of
qui
apprehension,
la saisie
which starts with this conceptual clinging,
ou la saisie duelle,
or dual
saisie duelle
clinging.
Et conceptuelle sont ici des synonymes. Et cette saisie
and
se
this clinging
réifie, se solidifie,
is solidified, reified,
des saisies passionnelles,
and then brings passional clinging
toutes les passions qui
with
sont
all
sous-tendues par,
the different passions that are behind the clinging.
Ces saisies passionnelles
and these passional clinging brings
des conflits, des heurts,
conflicts,
différentes formes de
disharmony and dysfunctionment. So the origins of this discomfort is in the clinging, which starts with the clinging. We cling to a self that which makes us feel alive, that we feel that we exist. The third noble truth is that beyond this clinging, there is a peace, a state of fundamental health, and that it is possible to free ourselves from this alienating clinging and painful clinging. We are healthy before being sick, and it is possible to realize this health. It is possible to free ourselves, and it is that's the good news. The fourth noble truth is
la thérapie proprement
dite. Therapy.
Comment guérir?
How can we heal?
Comment se soigner et comment accéder
how
à
can
cette
we
santé
achieve
qui est aussi
this
une
health,
fondamentale.
Which is also a fundamental kindness?
Le Bouddha a présenté
the
la
Buddha
voie
presented
en
this
trois
path
dimensions.
In three dimensions.
Trois dimensions qui sont
three dimensions which are ethics.
L'expérience
the
profonde
deep experience
et la compréhension.
And understanding.
C'est ce que l'on nomme traditionnellement.
That's what we call traditionally the triple
l'apprentissage
progression
de l'éthique.
Of
dans
ethics.
Le contexte
in
thérapeutique,
the therapeutic
dans le contexte
context,
médical et non dogmatique,
medical and
non-dogmatic, l'éthique n'est
the teachings of the Buddha. It is not an ethics. It's not based on arguments of authority, neither divine nor human. It is an ethic of prescription of health, of the body, of speech, of the mind. If we summarized this ethic, it is one of non-clinging.
La relation avec l'origine des mots. Non saisir,
non-clinging, no clinging in ethics means
une éthique de non-violence.
An ethic based on non-violence. There is a link between clinging and violence.
On pourrait dire cette,
we could say that,
résumer, l'éthique
that ethics
dans la célèbre règle d'or,
in, we can summarize it with, by the with the golden rule.
Dont tu ne voudrais être
do
victime.
Don't do to others what you want others to do to you.
Donc, ça n'est pas un argument d'autorité,
it isn't an argument of authority, it is an understanding of what
est un autre moi-même,
that the other, that,
nous ne sommes pas différents.
That another is the same as
quand
me,
je parle de
we
moi,
are not different.
C'est de toi dont je parle,
when I talk about my about me, I talk about you. Foolish he who believes that I am other than you. This is from Victor Hugo.
En disent beaucoup. Donc, l'éthique de la règle d'or, une éthique
ethics of the golden rule of non-violence,
qui est aussi
which is also
d'amour, de compassion,
an ethic of kindness, empathy, compassion.
Puis, deuxième dimension de l'apprentissage, l'expérience
the
profonde.
Second dimension of this alors, progression is deep experience.
L'expérience profonde est
it is
de vivre le fond
it is to
de
live
notre expérience.
The foundation, the basis of our experience.
Superficielle,
there is a superficial experience and a deep experience.
L'expérience superficielle
the superficial experience
de notre monde de
is
projection,
the one
de,
of our it's the world of our projections,
de conscience habituelle, et
usual
l'expérience profonde et l'expérience de la pleine conscience,
and the deep experience
de la pleine
is
présence.
The experience of full awareness, mindfulness. So the training of the training
de
to
présence.
Of the deep experience is the training of full awareness,
ouverte,
mindfulness, open,
qualité cognitive,
a cognitive quality
d'attention, de
of attention, vigilance. Openness, receptivity, of to be available, which isn't conceptual.
Donc, on appelle cela
we call it
la méditation,
usually
c'est un
meditation,
terme, car
but it is
ce dont il s'agit quand c'est
not the right words,
méditer,
because meditate,
méditer,
to meditate is not to think,
français, pour méditer.
But it is
donc,
a training.
La pleine présence, l'expérience
so
profonde.
Deep experience is full awareness, and the third
entraînement
training
celui de la compréhension,
understanding
de la compréhension de quoi,
of what,
de la compréhension de la nature,
of
de
the
la
nature
réalité, la
of
de la
reality,
réalité, de la
the
réalité
understanding of reality,
est,
of what is,
la réalité de ce que je suis,
of who I am,
la réalité de ce que
of
je vis.
What I live, I am living.
Sache ce que tu es.
Know thyself,
Socrate.
Realize
la nature
realize
de ton esprit.
The nature of
Buddha.
Your mind, Buddha.
Donc, cette,
so this
compréhension
understanding
qui s'éveille dans
that
l'expérience
is enlightened
de pleine présence,
in the experience of full awareness.
C'est une compréhension expérientielle.
It is an understanding in experience. We wake up to
à l'interdépendance de
to
toutes
the
choses, qui nous fait
that everything is intertwined,
sur un mode indépendant,
that nothing exists independently, and that everything
existant sur un mode d'interdépendance
is interdependent, and we understand in this experience that we understand non-duality, the absence of separation between subject, object, observer, and what is being observed, and that is the most essential understanding in the teachings of the Buddha. So the therapy, the path to enlightenment, the sacred therapy consists in this triple prescription: ethic, experience, and understanding.
Règle d'or,
golden rule,
pleine présence,
full awareness,
et compréhension,
and understanding of the nature,
interdépendante, et finalement
of the interdependent nature, and so non-dualist of reality. These four noble truths of the Buddha are susceptible to of development, but it is not the purpose of today. On the contrary, I wanted to make a very general presentation, so I will stop here and I will give you the floor. A question on internet. Obstacles and suffering that aren't they essential on the path? Yes, if suffering or questions didn't exist, we wouldn't have to be freed from anything. It is because there is suffering, difficulties. It is because there are questions, uncertainties, doubts, problems that we enter on this quest and this progression. It is natural, and it is the first noble truth. There are problems at different levels, not only existential, but also in this lack or in usual common suffering, and it is because we are confronted to them that we enter into this quest. The practice can be difficult, the path can be difficult, and sometimes the Dalai Lama sometimes says that we are training for numerous lives, so we are tempted to take advantage of every moment and not train. It can be very discouraging. It is very difficult to find a motivation to be motivated on during this life, because the training is very difficult. It can be very tiring. It demands a lot of discipline. it can be very discouraging.
Ce que je dis, et en me faisant la porte-parole de l'enseignement du Bouddha, c'est que la renaissance existe
vraiment. What I'm saying is that exists.
Qu'il y ait des difficultés sur la voie.
That there are difficulties on the path, and that sure.
C'est indubitable.
That can't be denied, but. And we are. We are confronted to our neurosis, our illusions. The progression demands that we put ourselves, that we question ourselves in what we are, in what we believe, what we think. Totally. And it demands
a
determination,
une abnégation, une la le cheminement est l'aventure sacrée.
The progression is a very sacred adventure, avec, an ultimate adventure with
toutes les all épreuves,
with all the challenges that
le cheminement. Donc, cela demande
that comes with the
courage,
quest.
Vaillance,
it demands courage, determination.
En même temps,
and at the same time,
le cheminement,
the progression,
la voie
the path,
de libération
is one of liberation from suffering.
Pas du tout de
it's not a matter of
à la recherche
going
des difficultés.
Of looking for difficulties. There is
assez judéo-chrétienne qui consiste à croire que plus ça fait mal, meilleur c'est.
We have a tendency to think that the more we suffer, the more
rédemptrice, salvifique,
the more
à la souffrance.
The more we will heal, the better we will heal. The perspective of the Dharma is therapeutic. So suffering
symptomatique, elle est le symptôme
is a symptom of a disharmony.
Mais il est juste
and
de
it is just to know, it is good to know
la
how to heal
et par la même
and,
dissiper
and
la
dissipate
souffrance.
Suffering.
On ne recherche jamais
we never look for
la souffrance comme telle.
Suffering.
Et tout ce qui permet
and everything
une libération par rapport aux difficultés et à la
that can liberate from this suffering is
bon.
Good.
C'est pourquoi
and that's why
la voie de la
the path of liberation from suffering is also the path of
bonheur.
Realization of happiness.
Moins de souffrance et plus
less
de
suffering
bonheur.
And more
plus
happiness.
De bonheur, moins de
more happiness, less suffering.
Donc, c'est important
so
parce
it is important because
on peut
we can
un
have
certaines fois doloriste
an approach of toward through suffering, and it is good
bon,
to appreciate what is good
sans saisie,
with no clinging, because
saisie,
clinging
la possessivité,
transforms
ce qui est bon
what is
en
good
souffrance.
In suffering.
Donc, être heureux, oui,
to be happy, yes, but intelligently.
Et nous avons
and we have usual, usually in our way of functioning this faculty, this capacity of creating our own suffering.
À nous aliéner dans des conditionnements
we alienate ourselves in our suffering, and that's where the problem is.
On va vous donner le bâton de parole. Ça fait partie du rituel. S'il vous plaît.
Quand quelqu'un souffre,
when someone is suffering next to us, is it a clinging when we have ourselves, when we feel the suffering of others and that we feel their pain?
Une empathie.
There is an empathy.
Si une personne
if a person is suffering
nous,
next to us
et que l'on est
and that we are in a state of
pleine présence,
full awareness,
ouverte,
open, receptive. We are in empathy. We feel empathy towards this person, and we will feel suffering. It is what we call compassion. To be compassionate is to participate to the suffering of the other. But if we perceive and that we are totally receptive to this suffering, it doesn't mean that we possess it or that we... It is not a matter of taking onto ourselves the suffering of others, and that more we will suffer, less others will suffer. The more we suffer, the less others will. It doesn't really work that way. To open ourselves by welcoming the sufferings of others in an unconditional compassion, yes, but that is what creates a true help, and it has a power of a therapeutic power. But it isn't to take onto ourselves the suffering of others. There's a big difference. Do you feel what I'm saying? I try to not mix up feeling and sensations.
C'est complexe, c'est subtil.
Emotions, feeling are notions that can be understood in different ways. We talk about usually of two types of emotions. There are
two types of emotions, schematically. C'est les bonnes et les mauvaises.
There are good and bad emotions.
Non pas dans un jugement,
not in a judgment,
y a des émotions
but there are healthy emotions and conflicting emotions.
Les émotions conflictuelles sont des émotions duelles.
Conflicting emotions are dual and come from the clinging, the apprehension.
Appropriation.
It is these emotions that we commonly name passions, anger, attraction, repulsion, and even indifference. It is a passion, a neutral passion. These passions, conflicting emotions, and there are others, good ones, which are healthy, of unclinging, empathy, of participation. Empathy is
une émotion, qui peut être extrêmement intense,
that can be very intense.
Que ce soit avec une personne,
whether it is with someone
ou même,
or even
un état de communion
a state of communion
nature,
of union with nature, and all these emotions of participation, of empathy,
dans lesquelles on peut mettre, l'amour, la compassion,
love, compassion,
la confiance véritable,
and even true trust,
positives,
all of this are very positive emotions.
S'il vous plaît.
Par rapport à ce sujet, une question de Détienne de Marseille.
What is the difference between suffering and pain? Suffering, is it pain, or pain, is it suffering when there is only clinging? It is a question of definition. In a general way, we will... They are both the same thing. But pain or suffering
se construisent dans la saisie.
are created by the clinging. She's talking about a physical pain when we have a sickness that creates a chronic disease or suffering. If we have a physical pain, it is amplified by clinging. And there is the intensity of the sensation, the initial sensation, which is amplified by a secondary clinging. So, in the pain or the suffering, there are amplified by clinging, and there can be different levels. And at the opposite, the state of non-clinging, of full awareness, attentive and open, it is a state that can free us from suffering and pain. We teach this to the women who are pregnant to relax. To let go. It is also taught in mindfulness, full awareness, and it is a way of decreasing not only the stress. Stress is also the same as dukkha. And stress is painful. And the state of full awareness, relaxed and open, is is liberating, not only for suffering but also for stress.
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Voilà, il suffit de.
Bonsoir.
Good evening. I would like to know if
la désaisie est une mise à distance.
Unclinging, is it to put things into perspective, to see things at a distance? No. To not cling. It is the contrary to put things into see things. At a distance, we would have a tendency to say to put things into perspective. But to put things into perspective, it is to put things at a distance. We can all back down, or we can push away. But in both cases, it is to put a certain distance between us and the situation. And this comes from clinging.
Dans la saisie, il y a le, ce, non.
And it is in clinging that there is this no.
Le recul,
and to back down, the distance comes from a no. That is a form of
refus.
Of clinging.
Donc, la désaisie
to not cling is, on the contrary, in an openness,
dans le
in an opening, in a yes.
Et dans l'empathie,
in empathy, like we just mentioned.
Oui, à la souffrance.
So yes to
oui.
Suffering, yes,
c'est
but it is awful.
Non.
No.
Non. Et le non
and
à la souffrance,
no to suffering
vous donne
increases
un peu de souffrance.
Suffering.
Donc, c'est
so
un,
it is by knowing
dire oui,
how to say yes,
en vous détendant,
by being relaxed in a state of full awareness, you will be able to free yourself from the state of suffering. It doesn't mean that you have to say yes to suffering without taking any medication or to try to heal yourself from this suffering. Any medication is good. We know that You can to take too much medication is toxic. It is a problem of it is a question of the moment of death, and it is a debate today. But in a general sense, what can free you from suffering is good, but it is by knowing how to welcome suffering that it is possible to treat it well and to free yourself from it. And to refuse and to push away. What I'm talking about is this is repression. To repress suffering constitutes a tension
et une strate supplémentaire de souffrance et de douleur.
And
par rapport à ça, une question de François de Bourgoin-Jallieu qui demande.
The simple practice of full awareness, can it?
Oui.
Oui. Can it?
Oui, mais, oui,
can
mais,
we achieve enlightenment mais. With this only practice of full awareness? Yes, but because there are deviances of this practice of full awareness and mindfulness. There is this spiritual supermarket, so there are a lot of merchants of full awareness, mindfulness, but full awareness, the way the Buddha taught it, it is. There are at least 10 levels, and it is important because it is subtle and very deep. At the deepest level, full awareness is absolute, total.
And
we could say an absolute awareness.
La présence absolue,
an absolute awareness is
non dualiste.
A non-dualist awareness,
au-delà de
beyond
l'expérience
the experience
d'un observateur
of
ou d'un témoin
an observer
de cette
or
présence.
A witness of this awareness.
Une incorporation totale, une incorporation,
an incorporation
à l'expérience, une
a total incorporation
à l'instant présent,
to the experience,
à
to
du
the instantaneous nowness of the moment, beyond the feeling of a self, beyond the feeling of separation. There is in the ultimate full awareness a true state of non-duality. And I repeat myself, it is the ultimate full awareness. However, it is important to know in which direction the practice
is, situated.
It is an experience that we can have without even knowing it.
S'il vous plaît.
Je me permets, j'ai le micro avant. Est-ce que la pleine présence absolue,
full awareness, absolute full awareness, is it always accompanied by a total empathy?
Oui.
Yes.
Dans la présence absolue.
And in the absolute awareness, there is. We always experience this empathy. We feel this empathy, even if there is no observer. It is a feeling. We are trapped by the language, but there is a compassion.
la forme ultime de compassion,
the ultimate form of compassion
d'amour,
or love,
un amour et
is
une compassion
a love or compassion with no intention, with no separation.
Mais le point important,
so the important point is indeed that
pleine présence,
full awareness, absolute full awareness, is also
la pleine empathie absolue.
Full absolute empathy.
Dans l'absence de deux, dans l'absence de séparation.
In the absence of two, of separation.
Dans cette absence de,
in this absence
de séparation,
of separation,
pleine présence,
that is this
absolue,
full awareness,
il y a
there is
en même temps
at the same time
une présence non deux,
non-dualist,
et une empathie
awareness and a non-dualist empathy. And that's why
cette pleine
this
présence
full awareness
qui est aussi
that is also
le lieu
the place of the ultimate understanding, non-dualist understanding,
et aussi
and also
simultanément le lieu
the place
de absolu,
of absolute love,
absolue,
absolute compassion, and it is in this state that can be found that can that is
absolu,
united, absolute
absolu,
love, absolute awareness,
absolu,
and absolute éveillé,
tout simplement
understanding.
Qui savait, j'aime bien, s'il vous plaît.
Bonsoir. Moi, j'avais une question.
Allez-y, parlez.
Par rapport à la motivation.
Concerning motivation.
Comment gérer les baisses de motivation? Comment
what can we do when we don't feel when we're not that motivated anymore in the practice?
On n'est pas tous des milarepas pas quoi, vraiment pas. Et aussi dans ces baisses de motivation,
in
moi je sens une grande culpabilité à pas.
And how and what can we do of this guilt that we feel when we are not motivated?
La motivation vient
motivation comes and is increased at the same time during the experience.
La motivation
motivation
vient au fur et à mesure où les découvertes
is increased
se font. Le cheminement est pas à pas. Il ne s'agit pas de croire et de foncer.
It's not a matter of believing and but we make a first experience that establishes a certain trust
de validité ou d'intérêt lorsque
when we find a certain interest we
et quand on a fait une première expérience
and when we have this first experience
une validation
if we validate something or we discover something it is the motivation to make a second step and step by step and after a while and
in the
there can be more and more motivation because we discover that yes there is something here to be found and the example of our elders can talk to us and we understand that what they have done, what they have discovered, what they have realized isn't a story or a myth. It is an accessible reality. And so motivation, inspiration is increased and also to stimulate our motivation there is the meditation on the fundamental notions it is the use or the purpose of these meditation on the precious human existence that can bring a trust in ourselves and a feeling of giving meaning to our life without wasting any time. The second meditation is impermanence, death. Even I would be dead.
Ne perdons pas de temps.
So let's not waste any time. Meditation on impermanence is the whip of the practitioner. It is a way, a very pertinent way to prioritize things in our life. And then
l'activité, la causalité,
on causality,
meditation
that for every cause there is a consequence that we are responsible to, responsible of our enlightenment, and that we also have a universal responsibility, and that is also a factor of motivation. And the fourth meditation on dukkha, the reality of suffering, and the possibility to heal ourselves from it. If we are sick and we understand that we can be healed, and that the therapy is here, and it's only it would be quite stupid to remain in this suffering.
Peut-être pour rajouter quelque chose. J'ai l'impression qu'on
I feel that.
Enfin, pour moi en tout cas,
for me personally, that often I would like to follow. Follow precisely the teachings of the Buddha, and that there is something good at first to to trust ourselves and how can we accept who we are right now, and that and so that sometimes we don't we're not motivated, that we don't have healthy thoughts to accept everything, and at the same time to move forward in the practice without it becoming an excuse. Our neuroses are a reality and exist, and it is it's a matter of accepting who we are and what we are, and to see things, to see ourselves the way we are without denying or repressing. But we have to welcoming what we are and work with our neurosis, our emotions, our confusion. And that is where we can find the motivation. And there isn't any. And you don't have to feel guilty. Guilt is a symptom, syndrome that comes from the monotheistic way of thinking. There are laws, and if you don't respect them, you will be condemned. There is a threat, and then there is judgment. We are judged, and we are all guilty or not. Guilt is in this context of law, of judgment, of commandments. In the Dharma, this doesn't exist. we are in a therapeutic context. It doesn't mean that there is no difference. There are healthy behaviors and unhealthy behaviors. But if to drink a lot of alcohol is an unhealthy behavior, it is unhealthy because alcohol is a poison. If we drink too much, it can become poison. It is not an argument of authority. It is a reality, physical, natural. And at the same time, for all kinds of the discipline of the Dharma, the ethics of the Dharma is based on cultivating healthy behaviors that brings
alors justement,
health.
Par rapport à l'alcool ou pas avoir des mauvaises pensées pour les gens, j'ai l'impression que des fois, c'est
concerning alcohol or to have bad thoughts towards other people, it creates more tension when we think that we shouldn't. It's not a matter of thinking that we shouldn't. We have bad thoughts. It happens that we are anger, that we feel anger or unhappy. If we say that you shouldn't be unhappy or angry, it is a judgment. And there is a repression. So what we teach in full awareness is to not judge if there is a feeling, an unhealthy feeling, to look at it. To welcome the reality of this presence, to not deny it, but in a neutral way, with no judgment, and at the same time, without investing anything into it, without following it.
C'est toute la pratique, c'est tout l'entraînement.
Puis la patience.
That's the training, that's the practice.
Car ça ne se
and patience,
certainement pas du jour
because
au
it is
même, la pratique de toute une vie, dans le meilleur des cas.
It is the practice of a lifetime, at best.
À ce point, je vous invite justement
at this
un
point,
petit
I invite
de
you to a moment of
silencieuse,
full awareness, silent,
pour conclure.
To conclude.
Toute vertu ainsi pratiquée est sans aucune appropriation dédiée au bien de tous les vivants en la réalité absolue. Sarva Mangalam, bonsoir à toutes.
Sarva Mangalam, good evening everyone, goodbye.